Given it's the holiday season and Cyber Monday is behind us, we can only assume if you're still online, it's because you're Googling around for the most exciting transfer pricing news. Well, that's a gift we can help with. Hello, everyone. I'm Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. What's Coca-Cola's latest move to get out of transfer pricing trouble? Why is the Netherlands cracking down on shell companies? And what can you expect from new transfer pricing requirements in the UK? It's all coming up right here. Now, is that a good gift or what? But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Could Coca-Cola's transfer pricing case finally be fizzling out? Sure looks that way. In case you've forgotten, last November, that's 2020, in a case against the IRS, the tax court slapped the company with a $3.3 billion tab for allocating profits outside the U.S. The value of Coca-Cola's intangible assets, a secret formula plus a revered trademark, were in question. When supply points engaged in routine manufacturing in Brazil, Mexico, and other countries ended up being the most profitable links in the multinational chain, even though the company's Atlanta-based headquarters held all the ownership rights to the intangibles and assumed most of the risk, the IRS pounced. Talk about a transfer pricing red flag. The battle went to tax court, which ultimately agreed with the IRS. Still hoping to reverse the verdict and the tax bill, Coca-Cola filed a reconsideration bid with the tax court, claiming the IRS's use of a new transfer pricing method was unlawful. The taxpayer relied on a method specified in a 1996 closing agreement for 11 years. That's 1996 to 2006, without issue. But legally, the closing agreement was only binding for 1987 to 1995. The court, however, thought the IRS had presented a solid case. And while typically companies have 30 days after an opinion is served to file such a bid, Coca-Cola had waited more than 6 months to get it together due to, quote, changes to the legal team, unquote. The court was not impressed, and so the taxpayer can look forward to writing that $3.3 billion check after all. Shell companies, those quote-unquote mailbox companies, often comprised of a name, address, few-to-know employees, and not a lot of economic substance, have always been a transfer pricing red flag for tax authorities. You've got to admit, the notion of how so much profit can be allocated to a company with a single staff member might make a tax authority curious. The Netherlands has served as a hotspot for these so-called businesses. As of 2019, it was home to 12,400, as the country has been a known gateway for funneling money via low-tax structures. Double Irish with a Dutch sandwich, anyone? Earlier this year, the Dutch government formed a committee to look at how multinational companies are taxed, including their use of quote-unquote letterbox companies. The verdict is in. The group's recent report reveals such arrangements may benefit taxpayers, but they aren't benefiting the Netherlands. They fail to significantly contribute to the economy, they take revenue away from developing countries, and they're not exactly a boost for the country's reputation. The committee found that 12,400 shell companies had created only 3,000 to 4,000 jobs in the Netherlands in 2019, though the shell companies held 4.5 trillion euros or 5.1 trillion US dollars in assets. They only paid 650 million euros or $732 million toward government endeavors. Another thing the report revealed, questionable motives. Between 2015 and 2019, 170 billion euros or $191 billion annually flowed through shell companies, and a large percentage ended up moving from the Netherlands to low-tax jurisdictions, even with a U.S.-based parent company. The committee recommends increasing efforts to demand more transparency from shell companies, which, according to the committee chairman, are only required to file, quote, limited annual reports, unquote. For a country that's dead set against tax avoidance, the UK's transfer pricing regulations are, you have to admit, a little wishy-washy. HMRC requires that transfer pricing documentation be prepared, quote, in proportion to the transaction, unquote, to support arm's length pricing. But neither the master file nor the local file is officially required. A mixed message for taxpayers who, now more than ever, want to see signs of tax certainty. Well, it looks like starting in April 2023, the UK's requirements could very well change. HMRC has been giving all of its tax policies, including transfer pricing, a once-over, and there are plans to require that taxpayers who must submit the country-by-country report, i.e. those multinational companies who have an annual consolidated group revenue of more than 750 million euros, should also prepare master and local files. The move makes sense. After all, many corporate taxpayers are already preparing master and local files, and in a public consultation, they've asked that the UK's transfer pricing requirements adhere to OECD guidelines. As we said, taxpayers want tax certainty, even apparently, if they have to prepare more documentation to obtain it. And would you look at that? Now you're caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Feeling the runner's high of a quick jog through the headlines? Well, then you're going to love the other shows in Cross-Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's the Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit, the Fiona Show Tax Provision, and our anchor program, the Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Fiona Show hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DeMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Marilyn Mitchumstrom is our executive producer. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next week.